Burkina Faso's political parties have agreed that the country's political transition should last a year, followed by elections in November next year. But the crisis talks in the capital Ouagadougou ended without a deal on who would head a transitional government. The military has been in charge since President Blaise Compaoré was forced to quit last week amid mass protests. The presidents of Ghana, Nigeria, and Senegal mediated the talks. ECOWAS chair President John Mahama said the authority will do everything possible to return Burkina Faso into normalcy. President Mahama appealed to citizens who lost relatives and friends in a mass protest to take it easy and allow peace to reign. Burkina Faso will be the focus of main discussion in today's ECOWAS summit in Accra.
On the 30th of this month, there was an incident in which the people of Burkina Faso rose up to defend the sanctity of their constitution. We've held discussions with every single identifiable group of Burkina society. We have had very comprehensive discussions, and the result is the communique. We will be returning to Accra to brief the ECOWAS summit that is taking place on the results of our visit. The joint team will also come to Accra to participate in the briefing of the ECOWAS summit. But I wish to assure you that the team will return immediately after the ECOWAS summit and work together with you until we have achieved the steps that have been identified in the communique. As soon as those steps have been achieved, and I hope that will be in the shortest possible time, we will come back and join you here for the installation of a transitional government that will lead Burkina Faso for the next 1 year until elections are held and a substantive president and new National Assembly are installed. I can understand that the incident that occurred and the unfortunate loss of life has been a very painful and unpleasant experience for many of us. But I wish to enjoin you to overcome any pain or unpleasantness that has occurred in order that we can embrace each other and move forward. We cannot achieve a unilateral outcome if it doesn't embrace all members of Burkina society. I expect that in days rather than weeks, we'll be able to agree on a transitional arrangement so that we can install an administration that will take charge of the reins of Burkina Faso and steer the nation forward. Continue to exercise the restraint that you have done until the team returns from the ECOWAS summit to come and continue the discussions with you. And it is my hope that in the next few days, I'll be able to return here to witness the installation of a transitional government that would lead Burkina Faso over the next 1 year to the next elections that we envisage should take place by November 2015.
ECOWAS Chair, President Mahama.
Although the Burkinabe crisis talks in Ouagadougou ended without a deal on who should lead the transitional government, leaders issued a communique which will guide activities in that country. We bring you details of the five-point communique.
The meeting concluded that the suspension of the constitution must immediately be lifted for the Constitutional Council to declare a power vacancy and the next steps for establishing a transitional government taken. Also, Burkina Faso must designate by consensus a suitable eminent civilian to lead the transition. They must also form a transitional government for a 1 year period. The communique suggested the organization of a presidential and legislative elections by November 2015. Again, the security of all Burkinabes, including political party leaders, members of the defunct government and National Assembly, must be guaranteed with the protection of human rights and individual choices.
Details of a communique issued in Ouagadougou after the crisis talks.
The Burkina Faso crisis talks in Ouagadougou ended without a deal on who would head the transitional government, but the different groups in the country have been given the option of proposing three names, of which one will be selected as the transitional leader. That country is calm now. But what will be the process that must be followed? We have on the line the Communications and Information Officer of the Coordination of Civil Society Groups, Isaka Herman Traore, to tell us more about the situation in Burkina Faso. We have on the line Mr. Ken Ahosu to share some thoughts with us.
Ahosu, yes, please, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Hausu, sorry, I beg your pardon. Now, were you surprised at the protest that saw the exit of Mr. Campari?
Oh, not necessarily. Even the Francophone countries that he used to hold power, as if it is a form of dinner, he has changed to democracy. So, after staying in power for 27 years, though he has done remarkably well in changing economic fortunes to a larger extent, I think it was time and obvious for him to go. Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello?
I think it was obvious for him to go. And it is what is we are concerned with now is that if you look at the Arab Spring, what has become of it in Libya, what has become of it in Syria, that is why there is the need as to shepherd or kind of mentor the transition in the right direction so that chaos does not come about. And luckily yesterday, President Mahama, Jonathan Goodluck, and President Sall of Senegal has been able to broker a deal which is going to make a safe passage for the military rule, in the sense that all sectors of the Burkinabe political divide have come to agree that there should be 1 year of transition. It's been such that the ruling party has been the lone player, the lone voice in the Burkinabe politics to an extent that if they rush the transition, the new actors who are coming outside the ruling party, from outside the ruling party, would not be able to find their way. And I think this is in the right direction that is happening. Yesterday they tried to the extent that within 2 hours they wanted to have a leader, but they realized that they could not find a leader that was acceptable to all the parties. From this perspective, it becomes clearer that the 2 weeks that the AU has given was a more realistic time that has been given to them, so that within 2 weeks there will be dialoguing, log rolling and all kinds of things, and eventually whoever becomes the leader will be acceptable to all parties. But within this short time, the crisis that is emerging is that the opposition itself is not united. They all of a sudden found that they have been thrown upon them a power, or they are in the reach of power, and they are not prepared actually to lead the way. So what's important is that ECOWAS, AU, and other international development partners should help them in a way as to what to chaperone them to the extent that they would be in position as to handle the transition very well, so that there will not be any form of chaos or anarchy as we have seen with issues concerning the Arab Spring.
Yeah, Dr. Hausu, let's look at now the situation is there. Hunting for a new leader. What must go into the search?
Well, he must be a leader that has a pedigree, somebody that has been a champion of democracy, somebody has been champion of human rights, somebody who has a technical capability, a statesmanship as to what be a leader for all and not a leader for only a section. This is the kind of caliber of person that they should be looking for. And I think that the caveat they can create as to have a truly objective leader is that such a leader should not contest the next coming election that comes after a year. And he knows that his work is purely a transitional one. Then such a person can work with the objectivity that is demanded of the transitional leader. Either than that, if that person has the right to stand again, he would watch. Move the transition towards its own direction or to his advantage.
Now, Doc, what are some of the issues that are likely to confront this new leader if selected?
Well, it's how to build a bridge between the opposition party and the ruling government, because as of now, the opposition parties are not willing to sit at the same table or to negotiate with one, the ruling, the just ended ruling government and the ruling party. So this is the big issue. If a country's political elite is polarized to the extent that they don't even want to sit down and test issues, then there is a very, very difficult road ahead of it. Because at the end of the day, that's why the 27 years that Blaise Compaoré's party has been in power, they are still Burkinabés, and their voice, whether they go into opposition or they win the next election, they have the right to be heard. They have the right of their interest being taken on board. Unless this is done, there will not be peace in Burkina Faso.